Welcome back to our Beaver Fever finale. Kelly Schultz with you here at Giovanni's. Thanks to those folks for having us here today. And we are talking BSU women's basketball with one of their seniors, Sierra Senske. And before I say any more, you finished your career at Bemidji State as their all-time basketball free throw record holder with 259 made free throws. Plus, you also finished eighth in career scoring with 1,286 points. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, really exciting. I mean, not something you think and or you come to college and think that you'd be achieving things like that. But yeah, very proud of those. I mean, how can you not be, especially the free throw one? I mean, that's never really been, high school was never really, I was never really a big free throw shooter, I guess you could say. But yeah, coming to college, I guess, I was put on the line a lot. So
yeah, that's because everybody wanted to follow you because you were a good player.
Yeah. So very exciting. I'm very happy with those. And I mean, obviously I couldn't have done it without my teammates and my coaches and just having the opportunity here at Bemidji State. So very blessed for that.
You saw a little bit of adversity, right? With a change of coach.
Yes.
And Chelsea DeVille has been the coach now for what, two, 3 years?
3 years. Yep. Three years. This is her third.
How was it for you to go from a different coach and have to make that adaptation?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty tough. I think coming off of such like a great freshman year, it was kind of scary and nerve-wracking coming into having a new coach and not really, and I've never had a female coach before, actually.
Wow.
So that was going to be a huge change for me. But she has such a fiery attitude, and I mean, you really can't ask for more from her. And so she was great. She, you know, really pushed me all the time. She always wanted me to be at 110%. And so I have to thank her for that. And she'd always kind of get under my butt when I wasn't, when I wasn't doing things right or, you know, being a good leader and stuff like that. So, I have to thank her for that. 'Cause I think, you know, more in the life aspect, she's just made me a better person. And, just have a stronger mentality just with life. And so I have to thank her for that.
We're not going to talk about your team's overall record or anything because you know what? It was a growing spell there for your team.
Yep.
A lot of newcomers came in this year. And of course, you and a handful of seniors kind of had to lead the way.
Yes.
What were the dynamics? How did your newcomers come in and adapt to BSU basketball?
Yeah, I think you were right. It was definitely a growing year, and I hate to say that, but I mean, that was the truth. It was hard to lose five seniors last year. I mean, you're always going to take a toll on that, but I think that the freshmen came in and they stepped in right away. I mean, they didn't really have a lot of time to grow and, you know, make those rookie mistakes, and so I think they did a great job doing that, stepping into different roles. Obviously, Brooklyn Bachman, she had a great year, and hopefully she continues to grow. I'm excited to watch that, and I mean, just all the freshmen. Gabby stepping up throughout the year. Sydney, little Sid, she did a great job. I mean, stepping into that starting position at the end of the year. I mean, she's such a hard worker and has just a great mentality. I was just talking to Coach about that. I was like, she's just so fun to be around, so fun to watch. And Mia, she just works so hard all the time. And so, yeah, I think they're going to do really well coming up. And after they, you know, since they kind of got their feet wet this year, I think just growing and, you know, getting more girls in next year to kind of fill those empty roles that are leaving. I mean, not that we had a whole lot, but just to mesh together and kind of find that click and just start rolling with it. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch.
I know one of the things that's special about being a student athlete is that you play alongside these people for this long and then you stay friends forever pretty much.
Yes.
What's it going to be like leaving Bemidji State and then trying to keep in touch with everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I literally just get tearful all the time when I talk about it. So, I mean, just having all my roommates leave last year, Amy, Tatum, Sarah, when she left 2 years ago, it's, I mean, it's hard, but you keep those bonds all the time. And, I mean, I was down in the cities for my capstone for a month, doing my clinical hours, and I met up with Allison, Cordis, and Amy, and Tatum, and it was so fun because, like, we just have such a close relationship. But even leaving, too, I mean, I have such a great relationship with Sydney Arrington, and, I mean, the freshmen, just those bonds that I created. And after I came back from after a month, and they're like, oh my gosh, we all missed you. So it feels really good. But it's going to be really hard to, you know, leave that. But I always know that I have such a great support system, all my friends that I've made here and memories that I've made here, but I will be around. So
well, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
What has been your favorite memory on the basketball court?
Oh, I think honestly, just creating the bonds and just all the goofy, stupid things that we do and we laugh about. And I mean, I always talk about Tatum Shealy because she literally is like one of my best friends and she's hilarious. And we just talk about all the dumb things that we would do and just like goofy things that it just, I mean, other people wouldn't understand. And so, I mean, I think it's just all those memories that you share together, just being in the locker room after a hard workout and laying on the floor or, you know, going out to eat and just, I mean, sharing memories like that, it's just something you never forget. And obviously competing with them too, it's just a great feeling competing with like some of your best friends on the court. So I'm definitely going to miss that.
All right. What are your plans now after college?
Yeah, I just recently accepted a job actually in Fargo in the NICU.
Congratulations.
As a nurse. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing. I first have to pass my boards, but after that, you know, stick around there for a while. That's kind of where I'm from. So, I'm really excited to get rolling with that. It's definitely like my dream job, and I never thought that coming out of college, I would have that kind of position. So,
wow. So, you're a nursing student?
Yes.
Wow. And NICU, obviously you wanted to work with babies.
Yes. I love babies.
Oh my goodness. And you got the perfect job ahead of you.
Yep.
Oh, that's inspiring. Like absolutely inspiring.
Yes. I'm so excited.
What does the future look like for BSU women's basketball from your perspective?
Yeah. I mean, kind of like I said, I think they're just going to keep growing. I mean, you just kind of have to go up from the year that we just had. I think that they're really going to do that, you know, just strength wise and conditioning and changing things up and getting new girls in there and just filling those spots. And, you know, just, I think the biggest thing is just trying to, like mesh as a team. I think that's going to be huge for them. And so I really hope that they can figure that out and, you know, grow as a team together. And I'm really excited to watch that happen.
Once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right?
Yes.
Sierra, it has been awesome getting a chance to get to know you. Congratulations on your future.
Thank you.
Fargo, and congratulations again on all your accomplishments here at BSU.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. We'll be back with more Beaver Fever Friday after this.